Thanks for downloading this podcast from Kingdom FM. This live interview was originally broadcast on the 8th of September 2010. Vice Kingdom FM. Joining us live on the line just now, we have Danny Boy. Danny Boy is going to be at the Alhambra Theatre in Dunfermline this Friday evening with his By Royal Disappointment show. Danny, welcome to Kingdom FM.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us this morning and taking time out of your
day.
Let's talk a little bit about how you started in this stand-up game. Back in 1999, you got that Daily Telegraph Open Mic Award.
That's right.
And that was only a year after you started, wasn't it?
Yes. It was. I did my first gig in 1998, and then, 99 was the Telegraph thing. So, I don't know how it all happened.
But it could have all been very different, couldn't it? You could have ended up...
Yeah, I could have been silver.
You could have had a regular, reliable income and a steady job. No, you could have been a sports journalist.
Yes, that was my very first inclination when I graduated, was what I wanted to go into sports journalism. And I actually got the job for a newspaper, and but it folded just before it started. So I was sort of turned up at this office, and there was people... carrying out computers and sweeping up, and the janitor said, no, this paper isn't happening anymore, so...
My goodness.
Yeah, comedy seemed like the most obvious step after that.
Maybe a slightly light-hearted step after that one.
Yeah.
So from 1999 and the Telegraph's Open Mic Award, it's just really been getting bigger and bigger for you, but have you had shows where it's not gone exactly as you'd hoped?
Lots of shows like that, yeah. In fact, more shows than not. It's the weird thing about comedy, because you kind of... Obviously, you're faced with a different crowd every time and a different environment every time, and part of the fun, I think, is just trying to sort of establish a connection with an audience. It doesn't always work that way. I'm doing gigs in England at the moment as we speak, and some of the audiences just seem to stare at me for a bit and then walk away.
You literally put yourself in the spotlight every night, don't you? It's just you and it's the microphone and an audience, and the audience has this expectation that you have to make them laugh.
They do. Sometimes that's over-expectation on their part. I mean, on a good night, it goes very well. I'm talking myself down.
People
cancelling tickets to the show. It's all good. It's all funny. But it's part of the... No one's hilariously funny every time they go on stage. When you start doing comedy, but you start to find out ways of just making it more consistent,
Yes.
And I'm fairly comfortable now, particularly with the Scottish audience, because quite a lot of people come because they already sort of know what to expect. Mm-hmm. So it's always a bit of fun up there.
And do you find, you said you were in England at the moment doing gigs down there, and
yes.
I know you've had lots of success down under as well, in Australia, New Zealand and the likes. Would you say generally that audiences react in a similar way to the material, or do you have to change it for your different countries, I guess?
You do have to change it a bit, but I mean, generally speaking, if a guy slips on a banana skin in Scotland and the same guy does it in India, people are going to find it funny. It's finding the same kind of humour that's universal. That's the hardest thing about what I do, just because I travel so much. It's trying to find the same funny bone in every country, and it's not always doesn't always work. But
yeah, and you mentioned the banana skin, and that's obviously a universal observational gag.
I still use it.
My favourite.
Yeah. Every night.
Do you include in your act, or maybe you have to censor your act, if you see something from someone close to you, do you think, oh, that would be absolutely fantastic, but I better not use it because that person's never going to speak to me again?
Yeah, I do that, because I've got all my family lives in Scotland, and it's quite hard sometimes to not be, not talk about that, because I know that even if they're not going to be there, there might be someone that they know is going to be there, and
yeah.
I don't want to get a call from my mum the next day just shouting and screaming at me for telling a story that was that was supposed to keep in the family vaults for years,
Bringing shame onto the whole family. There's nothing. There are no critics harsher than family, are there?
That's absolutely true, and there's also no audience harder than family either.
Yeah.
They just sort of sit there analysing. Yes. Where did we go wrong?
That's right.
What did I do? Why have I created a monster?
He could have been a doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
He could have done.
Well, I still think I think my dad still hopes somewhere deep down that I'm going to become a doctor or something at some point.
You're going to end up with a real job.
Yeah. I mean, for a long time when I started